This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues.
Today's show, focused on North Rutherford County, is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, 459-4457. Gill's Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
Well, hey, hi, and hello there, fun lovers and truth seekers. Brian Barrett coming to you live from the North Rutherford YMCA as we're here in beautiful Smyrna, Tennessee. And as always, joining me on the North Rutherford County edition, presented by Gill's Ace Hardware, is State Representative Mike Sparks. Mr. Sparks, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Brian. How you doing?
I'm a little wet.
Are you?
Just a little. Got a big football game tonight. Smyrna Bulldogs taking on the Seagull Stars. It's the last regular season game. It's hard to believe. Playoffs. Looks like we could have five of our six Rutherford County teams.
All right.
In the AAA in the playoffs. And Eagleville tomorrow night going for their first ever 10-0 season. So will Riverdale. So
wow.
A lot of great football here.
Wow.
Smyrna Bulldogs got to go on the road to Seagull. We're going to broadcast that one tonight. But after starting out 3-4, a win tonight would make them 6-4 and playoff eligible. Probably in the playoffs anyway. They're playing some good football right now.
Yeah, so they are. They really are.
Hope folks will join us after the show and after all sports talk and Homeward Bound local news. About 6:30 tonight will be our pregame. 7 o'clock will be the kickoff from Seagull High School. And myself, John Dinkins, Donnie Johnson, Rafferty Cleary will all be there coming up later tonight. Right now, we do have an hour of conversation here from the North Rutherford YMCA, and we've got many places to go with today's conversation. We're going to be talking anything from roofing to Motlow State Community College to TMDA.
THDA.
THDA? Who wrote that? That's you, isn't it?
What's wrong with that writing? There's nothing wrong with
that.
That's
not an H.
That's an H.
That is not an H.
Mark, look at that. That's an H.
Well, he's going to side with you. He's known you since he was a kid.
That's why he may not side with me.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I didn't think he would. Hey, real quick, Brian, speaking of sports, wanted to wish Jeff Jordan, Commissioner Jeff Jordan, well. I just got off the phone with him. He had open heart surgery, so we want to tell him he's in our prayers, and he sounds like he's doing real well.
You know, he hopes to get back at it in the first part of November and back on the radio and all sports talk and all. So it's one of those things. He's kind of private, you know, in those regards, so he kept all of that pretty close to the vest. But we've been keeping a check on him, and he is doing awfully well. And
he's sounding good.
We've had a couple of those. Bart Walker, of course, our station owner this year, he had triple bypass surgery. Jeff had quadruple bypass surgery, and Bart this Saturday or Sunday rather is the chairman, the honorary chairman of the Rutherford County Heart Walk, which will be held, and we'll be broadcasting live at 3 o'clock, and he's going to be doing a remote as he's walking.
Good. You know, I'm often say, you know, bless your heart, and I think, man, should you say that or should you not say that, you know, and they tell you that, and I'm like, no pun intended, you know, but yeah, Jeff sounded really good.
I think he's doing awfully well. Several things we need to talk about going on here at the North Rutherford Y, and also at the Y, Rutherford County Y in Murfreesboro. It's Trunk or Treat night tonight, 5 until 7, both locations here in North Rutherford County and in Murfreesboro. So take the kids out, dress them up. Mike, you can just go as you are do some trunk or treating. And that's here from 5 until 7. Also, they have their marketplace fair going on here at the North Rutherford Y. And up in the track level, they have some booths set up, and down on the floor level as well. So a lot going on. This is a happening, hopping place today.
Really is.
And youth basketball signups.
damaged by the recent hailstorm we had in Rutherford County. Windows busted out, dents all over your car. Ford of Murfreesboro can properly repair your car to make it look like new again. Ford of Murfreesboro works with your insurance company so you don't have that hassle. Simply drop off your car, get it repaired, and then pick it up. It's that easy at Ford of Murfreesboro. Ford of Murfreesboro, at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Hail damage repairs being done now at Ford of Murfreesboro.
The family at Demas Restaurant is so proud of our local emergency responders. The Demas family honor local firefighters, police officers, paramedics, and telecommunicators who go the extra mile. They now salute Murfreesboro Police Officer Jennifer West, who's always caring, courteous, and helpful. Officer West has calmed many persons who were suddenly involved in traffic crashes. She brings peace and order to confusion. Officer Jennifer West with the Murfreesboro Police Department, the outstanding emergency responder. The only way we know to salute these outstanding public servants is for you to write and tell us about them. Put it in writing and get it to WGNS. That's how Officer Jennifer West gets dinner for two at Demas Restaurant. And again, a special thank you to the family at Demas Restaurant for continuing to honor this area's emergency responders.
That update brought to you by Nissan. Hurry into Nissan and save big at Nissan's Big Deal with outstanding savings on their most popular models. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer. Hurry in today before these big deals are gone.
It's the Man on the Street Report, brought to you by Fairer Construction and First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
It's fire season. Our family at Farrah Construction Company is ready to help when disaster strikes your home or business.
We know your time is valuable, and you can depend on Farrah Construction being at your place on time.
Hi, I'm Chuck Farrah.
And I'm Carol Farrah. If you're a victim of fire, wind, or water damage, call Farrah Construction any time of the day or night.
893-6120. Farrah Construction.
Keep the number handy, 893-6120. Farrah Construction offers help when you need it the most.
With a reported 1% of America.
Back here at the North Rutherford Y, and Mike Sparks unplugged a wire.
I did not.
That always happens. He said blame it on the weather, Mark, and so I just figured I'd blame it on him.
Right.
It's usually
technical difficulties.
Yes, but we're back here from the North Rutherford Y, and as I was saying, I'm not sure when we left you, but was introducing Mark Carpenter. Mark is with Barlow Exteriors, and Mark, one thing that we've talked to the Better Business Bureau about in recent days, and since the big hailstorm that came through Rutherford County, we have a lot of these fly-by-night folks here in town coming in. They'll do the work, or they'll take your money, and they're out of town, and they're gone. They're storm chasers. Mm-hmm. That's why you really want to work with somebody local, and that's where you come in.
Yes. Barlow Exteriors has been in business for over 28 years right here in Rutherford County. I've been fortunate enough to work with him. I went to work for him about a week before that tornado came through. What was it, 09? Mm-hmm. And we did quite a bit of that work. I really don't like knocking on the doors, because every one of them, they'll get 5 or 10 people knocking on doors in the evening. They're trying to eat supper, you know, and then they get somebody that's not even from around here trying to get their work. But I do ride neighborhoods. I do go to my friend's house or people that we've done previous work for. We get a lot of referrals. But as I've been riding through these neighborhoods, I'm seeing people in trucks with Georgia tags and Arizona tags and North Carolina tags, and it's just unreal how they're coming in here. You know, one thing about going with a local company like Barlow Exteriors or any local company, you keep the money right here in Rutherford County. You also I don't know about other folks, but we give a 5-year labor warranty, and we can do that because we've been in business for 28 years. And one reason why we've been in business for 28 years is because, you know, we've got a good name and we stand behind our work. And then plus, 2 years down the road, you have a problem, there is somebody in town that you can call.
We talk all the time about shopping local, and shopping local means a lot because these are the same people that are your neighbors that do this as a business in order to put food on their table. I mean, sure. It's neighbor helping neighbor. If I have a problem, I can go to someone locally, and that helps keep the dollars here in Rutherford County.
Exactly. And, you know, It's kind of funny. You get your other local roofers. I'm not going to mention any names. People know who they are, but you know we can wave at each other and respect each other. But it's kind of hard when you see you. And what they do is they come through. They set up a P.O. box. They go out and buy them a cell phone with a 615 area code number. And then, you know, you're thinking that you're getting something local, and you're not.
Well, not only are you keeping your dollars here that are being spent back at your restaurants and your suppliers here, but also a lot of folks, like Mark, he was up probably 3 years ago. I guess you done a lot of volunteer work with the Atkins, Doug Atkins family, when they lost their daughter, and who was tragically killed. And you done a lot of volunteer work there. A lot of other subs didn't work. A lot of, I think Roslyn donated a lot. Hollingshead Concrete,
yes.
I think, done the foundation, the driveway.
Yes, they did.
So you have that positive element, too.
84 Lumber. Cantrell Concrete, all these are local companies, and I guarantee if I call somebody from North Carolina or Georgia, they're not going to come in here and do this.
Exactly.
You know, unless it's something in it for them, you know.
Now, you mentioned roofing. I guess that's a big thing now, but other hail damage could be to siding, maybe windows and screens. Talk about that some.
Right. A lot of people don't realize that their metal gets, the fascia metal gets beat up. You don't know what to look for. It could be replaced. A lot of times what happens is when that metal gets hit, the paint wears off, and then next thing you know, you've got deterioration on your metal. Your screens get broke, the coils on your AC unit gets crushed, and that really deters the your airflow through there, and that has to work properly. There's a lot more to it than just roofs. Your siding, your gutters, stuff like that. So
if someone had if you had any hail to amount to anything, it's probably good to have it checked, is it not?
Yeah, and you know that's what we do as a company. We'll come out and inspect your roof free of charge, because you cannot. It doesn't matter what anybody says. You cannot see hail damage to a roof from the ground. You have to be up on top. It doesn't matter the angle of the roof, the angle of the sun. You can't see it unless you get up there and inspect it. Now we're not going to waste your time and our time. If you don't have it, we're going to tell you, hey, we don't think you have an adequate enough hail damage to bother with your insurance company, because a claim is a claim regardless if they pay something on it or not. So it will come out and look at it for free. It's not going to cost you anything for us to look at it.
How can someone get in touch with you, Mark, at Barlow Exteriors and have you come out and take a look?
Well, my direct phone number is 615-663-1151. That's 663-1151, and the office number is 615-355-6676. As for Mark, but anybody in the office can pretty much help you. We've got more guys on, that climb roofs, get, inspect work. And we are somewhat, I would like to say, we're insurance claim specialists. And that's what you see on all these out-of-state trucks, insurance claim specialists. Well, you got them same people right here in Rutherford County.
Mark, appreciate you stopping by. 663-1151, Mark Carpenter with Barlow Exteriors. Appreciate your time today.
Hey, Brian, thank you very much. Mike, I appreciate the time. And also, I appreciate what you do in the sporting community around here, and your voice is well heard. And I'd say everybody, including myself, enjoys listening to you.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. Appreciate that. Mark Carpenter joining us here from the North Rutherford YMCA. We're going to take a short time out, and after the Huckabee Report, George Ortega from Motlow State Community College is going to join us here in just a moment as we continue from the North Rutherford YMCA.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Is your energy bill creeping up on you? Cold weather giving you a scare?
Now's the time to get your heating and air system up to par for winter weather. Perhaps you need a new system. You can get a York Heating and Cooling System installed in your home for as little as $99 per month and no money down. You'll be able to save that and possibly more on your energy bill. Call Precision Air at 896-2785. That's 896-2785. Or visit precisionairtn.com.
FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450. Now, the Huckabee Report. News and views from Mr. Conservative Mike Huckabee. Brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
This is the Huckabee Report for Thursday. I'm Mike Huckabee from Santa Rosa Beach, Florida.
This is Chad Mills with Mills Family Pharmacy.
And this is Rebecca Mills.
We're a family-owned and operated business, and when you come in my doors, we try to treat everybody with dignity and respect. We just try to treat everybody like their family.
We're talking with customers at Mills Family Pharmacy. We asked customer Chris Ashley why he shops at Mills.
Great customer service, and Chad and Rebecca go out of their way to take care of every need for my family.
Mills Family Pharmacy, helping your family stay healthy. Mills Family Pharmacy is on South Church across from Indian Hills.
President Obama continued his blizzard of executive orders yesterday by announcing relief for student loan holders. He's making it easier for graduates to consolidate loans at lower rates and limiting the percentage of their income that can be claimed to repay student loans. A lot of this was already passed by Congress 2 years ago, but it wasn't to take effect until 2014. Obama is just moving that up a bit. Critics say that when you combine this with a new law that allows grads who go into community service jobs to repay only a fraction of their loans, it really amounts to a trillion-dollar giveaway to young Democratic voters without congressional approval. I think that's an unfair assessment of his actions, which frankly make a lot more sense to me than bailing out some big Wall Street firms and insurance companies that should have been managed better. I think Republicans ought to support this move by the president. It sure makes a lot more sense than Solyndra. There's no question that the cost of college is out of hand and getting worse. Now, this might give some small relief to graduates who are stuck now, but it does nothing to fix the underlying problems. The average tuition and fees at a public four-year college just topped $8,200, and that's an increase of over 8% from just last year. The average private college, even more expensive, $28,500 a year. And remember, that's just the average. Despite technological innovations that ought to be bringing prices down, like ebooks and internet classes, college prices continue skyrocketing far beyond any other industry. It's made worse by government support for the status quo and the pressure on students to go to certain colleges that require them to take out a loan so staggering that their liberal arts degree will never earn enough to pay it. Now, you always hear about the gender studies major with $100,000 in student loans who's now working at Burger King, but you don't hear as much about all the employers who say they just can't find enough machinists or computer engineers. If colleges and the government won't act to rein in runaway cost, maybe it's up to the students to be smarter shoppers than their elders and start picking colleges and degrees that give them an education, not an indoctrination, and that might be actually worth the price they charge. Coming up, a Hucks criminal mastermind who's one taco short of a combo plate. Imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief, the criminal who wasn't content to steal from your bank accounts or use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known thieves were coming, and added, LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. You're my extended family, and I don't want you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Look, LifeLock can't protect you if you're not a member. Call now. Mention Huck60 for 60 risk-free days of LifeLock proactive identity theft protection, plus a free document shredder with your annual enrollment. Now, if you're not happy, just call LifeLock and cancel within 60 days of enrollment for a full refund. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK. Finally today, police in Albany, Georgia say that a man threw a Molotov cocktail into the drive-thru window of a Taco Bell. He was reportedly furious because the two extra-large chalupas that he bought didn't have enough meat in them for his taste. Luckily, the fire was contained and nobody was hurt. Now, they're still looking for the bomber. I expect He's made a run for the border. This is the Huckabee Report.
Catch Mike Huckabee's views on the day's news every morning and afternoon here on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS. The Huckabee Report is brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
Turn your fall to-do list into a to-done list with your choice Craftsman 4-piece ratcheting wrench set or 10-piece socket set, SAE or metric, just $9.99. Peak antifreeze is 99 cents, RV antifreeze $1.99, both after rebate. CFL bulbs are 2 for $3 and get red hot buys on everything you need for yard cleanup.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 225-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, wall, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
We're the station that focuses on things on your mind, WGNS, and this is Rutherford Issues.
Today's show, focused on North Rutherford County, is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Back as we continue from the North Rutherford YMCA, Trunk or Treat tonight, 5 until 7 here and in Murfreesboro at the Rutherford County YMCA, and the market fair going on here inside as well. On a day it's about 53 degrees and off and on showers every now and then. Not too bad. Mike, we brought an old friend back over.
Yeah, hadn't seen George in a while.
George Ortega joining us from Motlow College. And, you know, we've been doing some different things with YouTube, and we have a YouTube channel and have the little icon on our website and everything now. And I went back and looked at the show that we did from the lobby over there. And has that been about a year and a half, 2 years ago or something like that?
It's been that long.
At least,
we've done, I think, two shows over there.
Yeah, we did two. Shortly after the building first opened, I believe you came up, and then probably a year or so after that.
Well, we seen you last week or 2 weeks ago when AT&T presented y'all that $10,000 check.
Yes.
And Senator Bill Kittredge came out with Dr. Apple.
That's
Kudos to AT&T for that $10,000.
Well, one thing that I've heard is about all this new building. I mean, we were there and the new building was going up, but you've got a lot of additional brick and mortar in progress to talk about now, don't you?
Well, that's true. Have made, you know, progress. The year 2000 was when that building first came up, and we've kind of reached a plateau in terms of our enrollment, and we've filled up what we've had over the last year or so, we really have been needing this opportunity so that we could bring more of the courses that are available to our students. We just didn't have the lab space to do chemistry, for instance, some other courses like that. We just didn't have those spaces, and plus the nursing, which all nursing schools in the state are about maxed out. We couldn't take on any more nursing students. We didn't have a place to put them. So this new building, hopefully, it looks like construction can break ground in January. And if that's the case, so we hope that about a year after breaking ground, we'll be able to get into the new facility, and it will, in essence, double the square footage that it exists currently today.
So that's 35,000.
Well, that's what we're going to add. We've got 17.5 today.
You've got about 1845 students. How many students?
We've got about 1850.
Okay,
that's correct.
So you'd be able to double the students possibly.
Well, like I said, a lot of the space is going to go towards labs, so it'd be hard to project. Somebody would have to sit down and crunch those numbers to see exactly how many new students we could take on.
Y'all still need some funding, though, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. How much more do you think?
Well, according to what I understand is that with the help of the state and then, as you mentioned, AT&T kicked in, and the Christie Foundation has been terrific. They have helped the nursing department in particular, both in the original building and in what's going on in with the new building. But because of rising costs associated with construction, and I know your earlier part of your show dealt with construction, and we'll so that's, you know, the cost is just so much more than when the building was first planned. There's still a shortfall. I believe they're looking for another $1 million or so to do what they would really like to do to make that building comfortable and to provide the opportunity for the local students.
So where does that money come from? I mean, how will you be able to build without that money at this point?
Well, I think what happens is that we can build and have a grassroots type situation, you know, where we don't have all the bells and whistles. And the extra funding will allow us to get those nice little things, you know, a little better technology in some of the classrooms and in the labs and so forth. And that's not unusual. I believe, you know, when we moved into our building initially, we were lacking some of those things. And as time progressed, we brought those things into play. But we need the room, like I said, so that we can allow students to get some of these courses that they haven't been able to in the past, and basically really to expand the number of students who can come here. You know, we're already teaching classes Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week.
Morning, noon, and night.
with the exception of Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess students just don't want to come on Friday nights. But we did try that at one time. We wanted to see if there was any interest. And like I said, if students will show us an interest in any area, we'll certainly look at that.
I did talk to a young man who we just hired to do some work at the radio station, and he is actually starting in January out at Motlow, and he plans to get into journalism and will be going to MTSU. But I'm seeing a lot of young people who will come to Motlow for a couple of years and then transfer to MTSU because the Tennessee Board of Regents did something, I think, to make it easier to transfer those credits and allow that to happen, didn't they?
You're absolutely correct. There had been in the state of Tennessee, and really in most states, I was in the state of Alabama in the public education system, the college system, and there always has been an issue with transferability. And the Tennessee legislature finally got on board and said, well, you know, the entire system should work together, not as separate entities. And so basically it's, you know, for the majority of majors now, you can come in, you can look at the curriculum, you'll see what we offer in the first 2 years, and it's basically guaranteed that those courses are going to transfer over.
I think that's the big thing now, that
absolutely.
You're guaranteed that they can
move. And that's a good selling point for us, that we can assure them now that there's not going to be any question with regard to the transferability of the coursework. And so they certainly can take advantage of the lower cost during those first 2 years and then move forward in their chosen careers.
Well, George, you've had a lot of private sector folks here in the community that stepped up and helped you a lot on funding, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mentioned the Christie Houston Foundation.
Well, I'm thinking Bob Spivey. I know he's been very...
Oh, well, yeah. Sure. I mean, you know, Bob was there at the beginning, and... without his recognition of the need for the college in the area and his work in getting us the land from the city, so you're absolutely right. We wouldn't be where we are.
Y'all still
today.
Knocking on his door too, aren't you? You need to.
Well, they don't let me knock on anyone's door, but I'm sure Dr. Apple.
I think she is.
Does.
Well, you have knocked his ass knocked, you know.
That's right. That's right.
He'll step up. His name. Well, you know, I think him and I've had some good conversations, and as far as leaving a legacy, I couldn't imagine a better place to leave a legacy.
Oh no, absolutely.
Than y'all's,
absolutely.
College.
His work is going to pay off for generations to come.
Yeah, it will.
If someone would like to find out more information about Motlow College, how could they do that, George?
Well, simple enough. You can call. We have an 800 number, 654-4877. And naturally, you can call that number from anywhere in the state. If you're here locally, you can call 220-7805, 220-7805. We also naturally have a website at www.mscc.edu.
MSCC?
MSCC, Motlow okay. State Community College. .edu, and you can see our schedules. We're in fact getting ready to start pre-registration for the spring semester. That's coming up here soon. The spring semester will start in January, and naturally we start registering students, and in our situation, since we do fill up, since we're limited in our space, and we encourage everyone to try to register as early as possible.
Maybe we can come out sometime here in the next few weeks and months ahead and do another show from the campus and maybe take a little tour around. Who knows?
Well, that would be great. We'd appreciate it. And again, thanks for having me on, and I appreciate Mike and all his efforts in the community. And
checks in the mail. All right.
And I certainly want to thank the GNS for having us and making us a part of this and letting us get the word out.
We will see you again real soon. We'll have to make it before the next year and a half. I think we ought to go out there in the next couple of months anyway. Be nice to come out.
If he calls me, we'll do it.
We'll do it. We'll make it happen.
Let's go ahead and plan it.
All right, let's do it.
George Ortega.
We'll be glad to.
Joining us, Motlow State Community College, here from the North Rutherford YMCA. We're going to shift gears and get into our last segment of the program as we continue our program presented by Gills Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville. We'll return to the North Rutherford Y in just a moment.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Are you tired of being taken advantage of when you bring your car in for service? Have you been searching for an honest repair shop that employs mechanics with honest Christian values? If you have been searching, you just found the right place. I'm Robert McConnell, and I'm proud to say that my shop is your place for honest automobile repair and service. Give us a call today at 896-1407 or just stop on by. Remember, at Robert's Auto Repair, we care, and we're always here to help.
Robert's Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
A young couple moves into a new neighborhood, and the next morning, while they were eating breakfast, the young woman sees her neighbor hanging out wash. "That laundry is not very clean," she said. "She doesn't even know how to wash correctly. Perhaps she needs better laundry soap." Her husband looked on, but remained silent. Every time her neighbor would hang out her wash to dry, the young woman would make the same comments. About a month later, the woman was surprised to see a nice clean wash on the line and said to her husband, "Look, she has learned how to wash correctly. I wonder who taught her this." The husband said, "I got up early this morning and cleaned our windows." This is Frank LePetri, pastor of the Holly Grove Baptist Church. Just like this young woman looking through a dirty window, so it is with life. What we see when watching others depends on the purity of the window through which we look.
Blue Raider fans come in all sizes, and Lightning's Locker Room has gear for the smallest of fans. The Little Raider section has the only selection for your little ones. From onesies to bibs, overalls, and booties. Everything in between, just for your infants, toddlers, and young Big Blue fans. Lightning's Locker Room is at 910 Richley Road. Turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Stop in and see the Little Raider section of apparel at Lightning's Locker Room.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
The North Rutherford County Edition is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back as we continue our last segment here from the North Rutherford Y. Waiting in the wings is All Sports Talk. Monty Hill Jr. Will be on, I believe, today. Yes, it is Phil Dye Day. It's a national holiday once a week. Phil Dye will be on with Monty in just a few moments talking some football. And we'll be back with you for football tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff from Siegel. It's Smyrna and Siegel tonight. I know a lot of North Rutherford County fans listen in. So join us for the Smyrna game, Smyrna-Siegel tonight here on the radio. In the last part of the program, Mike, what are we hitting on here?
Well, you know,
THDA.
THDA, yeah. THDA. THDA, Save My Tennessee Home Program. As many listeners know, you know, there's been a lot of foreclosures and a lot of folks have been hit hard, joblessness and so forth. But Laverne, in particular, seems to be hit probably the hardest. North end of the county, a lot of Lake Forest homes and whatnot. And it's just not Lake Forest. It could be some nice subdivision, expensive subdivisions out there that also might be facing that. But one thing that's a big concern, or should be a concern for everyone, is when you're seeing these foreclosures on the market, you're seeing these short sales, it kind of hurts the appraisals out there. When someone goes to sell their own home, it brings down those values. But this program, we've got Brenda Bryant, we've got Kathy Hines up here with us, and we're putting together an event next month in Laverne. And we want to say thank you to Cena Mosley, the mayor of Laverne, for kind of assisting us with some of this. But these two ladies have a lot of passion for making a strong difference. You know, and we're going to make a difference with this. There's no doubt. We're going to help some folks here. But people have to know about this. So if there's any listeners knowing people at work that may be facing some of these things, remember, you could Google search THDA, Save My Tennessee Home Program, or contact Brenda Bright, or come to this event. And I'll let Brenda kind of pick up and tell us a little bit more about it.
Brenda, pull that mic up there real close, and good to have you today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
This are these events, do these go on in the state of Tennessee? This is the first I've heard of an event like this.
Well, actually, typically what we've done, we've worked with the bigger banks like Wells Fargo and Bank of America. They've done large workout sessions in the community, and we participated with them. So we've done them before, but specifically working with the bank, this is the first time I think that one has been done specifically for the Keep My Tennessee Home program.
Okay.
And I think it's so important that we get the word out, as Representative Mike Sparks said. This end of the county is really hurting, and not just Laverne, but the entire state, the entire country. But one thing that I need to say real quickly, Tennessee has been designated as one of the hardest hit areas for foreclosures in the country.
Wow.
Not the region, but in the country. And so because of that, Tennessee was allocated $217 million for the hardest hit program, which is administered by THDA. Life of Victory, which is where I'm employed as the executive director, is one of the agencies that has been contracted out to administer the program. And so it's for folks who have lost 30 to 50% of their income, and there's some other guidelines that they have to meet. But for anyone who's underemployed or unemployed, this is a great program for you. And what happens is that we can award money up to $15,000 or up to a year to help you pay your mortgage. And it's actually a loan, but it's a forgivable loan. So if you agree to stay in the property for 5 years, then you don't have to pay it back. And so I think it's imperative that we get the word out in the community about this program. And so that's why we're sponsoring the Keep Your Home Foreclosure Prevention event, which is scheduled to be held on Saturday, November the 5th, from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock at Life of Victory, which is located at 599 Waldron Road. And if a person needs additional information, they can call Life of Victory at area code 615-213-1468. And Representative Sparks, your name is also one of the contact numbers if
That's
they want to get some additional information. So I'm going to have you give them that.
Oh, 741-6829. My assistant, Lori, is great, you know, does a great job. And she's come out to a lot of the meetings and
yes,
very proactive.
Yes. And we really appreciate your involvement and your commitment to our community, because this is a win-win situation for everyone to get involved in the foreclosure prevention in our communities. And also what has been birthed out of this initiative is the Foreclosure Prevention Task Force, which we're really excited that Mayor Mosley and Laverne, her staff serves on that committee, as well as Lori, which is your assistant, Representative Sparks.
Now, you said that you're with the Life of Victory Christian Ministries.
Yes.
So
yes.
How did you contact THDA, or how did all of that come about? How did this relationship, was it born?
Well, Laverne Rotary, I guess you could. I know you're very active.
Yes, I'm a member of the Laverne Rotary. That's how our connection came into existence. But Life of Victory is a nonprofit HUD-approved housing counseling agency, which is funded by the federal government to do foreclosure prevention counseling. And so we're one of the contracted agencies that's approved by THDA to administer the program. So that's how we became involved in it. We're one of the few agencies that's certified to administer this program. And again, Representative Sparks and I met at the Rotary Club. I'm also a Rotary member.
This whole concept, Mike, what do you think?
Well, I think it goes back to what my premise has been, is don't wait on the government to sit there and solve all your problems. Yes. You get your churches involved here. You get your community involved. You know, a lot of times the newspapers step up, WGNS steps up. You know, let's face it. I mean, and I was calling this stuff out four or five years ago about these foreclosures. And sadly, you know, I ain't trying to be critical of the newspapers, but a lot of times they don't cover real issues sometimes. And you know, I couldn't imagine losing a job's bad enough, then you lose your house.
Yeah.
My sister lost her home in Chattanooga about 4 or 5 years ago, and I felt bad because I didn't have a checkbook to write her a check to help her. But I couldn't imagine the devastation people are seeing. But also, even if it doesn't affect you, it affects your home value.
Exactly.
So this, we're all in this together. You know,
Brenda, how did things come about with you? I mean, Kathy. I'm sorry, Kathy. How did you get involved in this? Because we've talked to you about all kinds of things.
Yeah. Uber shaker, huh?
I am. I have to say again, it has to do with Mike just getting me involved in a lot of things. And I'm very passionate about what goes on in our community, because you never know what will strike your family, what will strike your neighbor. And it's one thing to know about it, but it's another thing to get involved and be actually involved in the situation. And when Mike had told me about Wells Fargo's conference that they were holding out in Murfreesboro, I said, let me go look and see what they have to offer, how they're doing this, because I think it's a wonderful situation, but I didn't know anything about it. And so when I went there, it was very well orchestrated, the way that they had the greeters there, and they had it to sign in, and people coming, bringing their information, and counselors and things like this. But the thing about it, I said, where was the media information? Where was it where people knew that this was available to them? Was this something just predominantly for Wells Fargo, you know, clients? But so Wells Fargo is just one of the many entities where there's sub-entities, lenders that are involved. And when I saw this, I said, I think that there's something that could be done a little bit better by this. And so when Mike told me about the foreclosure event that he was partnering up with Brenda on, I said, well, let's do this and let's take it up a notch. I said, we have to show that we can do something 100 times better than anybody else. I'm not saying that Wells Fargo is not an extraordinary business. They've been around for a very long time, but we as community leaders have to be able to step up and take the torch and run with it a whole lot further. And I know I live in Laverne, and I have seen when I first moved down here almost 9 years ago, how at one moment within that subdivision, Lake Forest, there was hardly any homes. In a few months, there was 300 homes. Then there was 400 homes. I mean, they just went up just like trees in the forest. And then the next thing you know, then the foreclosures start coming just as fast as they went up. And it was like, what's going on? Why are these people just walking out of their homes? Do they not know that there may be a way to help them with the foreclosure? And for me, I didn't have to deal with that. But it was the thing of,
if I was in that seat, how would I feel if I didn't know another way out? Because that is one of the most traumatic things to deal with outside of losing a family member. How do you deal with the sanctity of your home? Because the American dream is to have a family, children, and a home. And next thing you know, if you come home and you got to explain to your children why you can't go in the house anymore, why is your furniture on the front lawn? Why is it that, you know, daddy doesn't go to work anymore? What's going on? When you have people like Brenda, who actually has an organization, a business that's right down the street from this subdivision, who's willing to help you, and if nobody knows about her, then they can't get any help. So I'm just the one of the many voices that are willing to come out here and say, you know, you give me this information, I'll put it in everybody's hands that I see. So I'm just the voice of many people. So I just think it's important that we get this information out, and the more we talk about it, the more we can do more with it.
So on November 5th, we're talking to Brenda Bryant, Kathy Hines, about the Save My Tennessee Home event, stop foreclosure event for Laverne, November 5th, 1 until 5. What do they need to bring with them, or do they just need to bring ears?
Well, no, it's preferable because they will be meeting with the individual counselor, so we'll be assessing their situation to determine their ability, and we're going to have plenty of computers there to help go online because there's an eligibility criteria that they have to meet. But we would like for them to bring their most recent communication from their mortgage and also their mortgage note if they can, so we can find out exactly what type of loan do they have, if it's an FHA, if it's a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, or whatever. So if they could, we would like for them to bring that information.
And again, this is at Life of Victory Christian Ministries, 599 Waldron Road in Laverne. What would be the best way to get more information? Is it just to call you at the church?
Yes, I would suggest they call area code 615-213-1468. I'm going to give an alternative number also, which is 609-0860. 609-0860. Or they can email me at Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, dot Life of Victory, L-I-F-E-O-F-V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, at Comcast.net.
Real quick, I know we're fixing to go off the air.
Yeah, like 30 seconds.
We've got a meeting tomorrow, Jim and Nick's, 2:30, about these synthetic drugs, human trafficking. Kathy Hines helping me with that. 2:30, Jim and Nick's. Call my office if you're interested, 741-6829.
Now, they can call the office and find out more about the Save My Tennessee Home.
Yeah, 741-6829. We'll help you there, too.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Don't forget, Trunk or Treat here at the North Rutherford YMCA tonight, 5 until 7. They have events continuing here as well, the marketplace. So we appreciate them squeezing us in here at the North Rutherford Y today. A busy happening place. And also don't forget, in Murfreesboro at the YMCA there in the borough, they're also doing their Trunk or Treat tonight from 5 until 7. So that is going to wrap things up here from the North Rutherford YMCA. I want to thank all of our guests today. Mark Carpenter with Barlow Exteriors, Roofing, Siding, Windows. He joined us in the first part of the program, along with George Ortega at Motlow State Community College. And also Brenda Bryant and Kathy Hines talking about the stop foreclosure event for Laverne. State Representative Mike Sparks, thanks. We'll do it all over again real soon.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. For Mike, I'm Brian Barrett. Thanks for listening today here on WGNS Talk Radio. Stay tuned next. It's All Sports Talk with Monty Hill Jr. and Phil Dye. 5 o'clock Homeward Bound local news. I'll see you back here on the radio at 6:30 tonight for the pregame. It's Smyrna at Siegel tonight on WGNS. Have a good one, everyone.